Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski, and on today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat by Jenny Eklund and Emily Leslie. So Jenny, Emily, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
So Jenny, we'll start with you. Next Friday is the Lighted Holiday Parade, and after that is over, you are hosting a very big event at La Poste, correct?
Yes, it's called the Post Holiday Lighted Parade Party, and we're pretty excited about it. We have quite the lineup for events taking place over there. If you don't mind, I'd like to brag about it.
Hey, brag away.
Okay, we're hoping Santa arrives around 7:45, but if it's 8 o'clock, that's okay too. That means we've had a really awesome parade. And then we have Christian Loiza, who just volunteered last week. He goes to school at Iowa State, and he can play the flute. He teaches flute over at La Poste on Mondays, and he's going to be playing holiday music off of his flute, however you do that. I don't even know anything about the flute. But he'll be doing that. And then the St. Patrick's, the first, second, third graders, they're going to be doing holiday songs. When they're done, we have the Perry High School Select Choir that will be singing. We'll be giving away hot chocolate thanks to Perry Perk. Perry Perk will also be serving lattes and espressos and all the things she does at her shop. Maddie Mason will be spearheading a lot of that. And we love Maddie. She was a big help for Art on the Prairie, too. Then we'll be baking chocolate chip cookies in our kitchen. And then we'll be doing some stocking surprises. We have about 25 stockings, and in those stockings we'll have like a $5 Perry Buck. We'll have a free Subway sandwich. You know, just different things that community members have donated, and we'll put those in the stockings and draw names during the evening. And then in the cellar, we have Genevieve Salomon, and she'll be playing her violin and fiddle, and she'll do all her holiday music, and everybody in our community knows Genevieve, and she plays for the Des Moines Symphony, and we love her dearly. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and our bar downstairs so adults can enjoy the downstairs while the children and family things can take place on the main gallery. The great thing about this is that Perry Floral, Trish Roberts, is displaying 70 red poinsettias in our building. And we're shaping them like really big, tall Christmas trees. And I believe Jerry Loggy is making some big bases, because our ceilings are so tall over there. He's making big bases for these poinsettia trees to go about 8-9 feet in the air there.
All right, so definitely a lot going on for the holiday party. How did you get involved with this, and is this like the first year of that then?
This is the first year at La Poste. I don't even know when the parade started. I know when I moved in here in 1993-1994, one of the best things I found about Perry was this lighted parade. I was so impressed with it, and the streets were full. And so I think a lot of things happened at the hotel. Businesses had events going on during the parade, and so we've always wanted to be a part of it, and this year we had the opportunity. So the chamber, some community members, the city came to us and said, Jenny, would you entertain this idea? I said, heck yeah, I would. And with that too, Joe, I don't want to forget, the junior class approached me Saturday, and they wanted to know if they could be a part of this post party and do a fundraiser for their high school prom. So they caught me off guard, and I couldn't say no. So I said, of course. And then they threw at me, well, what should we do? I'm like, oh, my God, here I am, you know, juggling Art on the Prairie. And I'm like, had to quit, you know, think of something. And I go, what about s'mores? I go, why don't we put a couple of our fire pits out on our front porch of La Poste and roast marshmallows? So according to Martha Stetzel, they're creating little bags that have marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolates in it. And you'll purchase that $2, $3, $4, $5. I don't know what they're going to do because it's a fundraiser. You buy a bag, and then you go out on the front porch, and you enjoy your s'more.
Well, that sounds like a good time. So anything else about the post-holiday lighted party that you wanted to mention?
No, I'm just thankful that we have the opportunity to do this. I know that we'll be decorating it all next week. We've got, I think, about 12 Christmas trees that we're displaying and putting up and decorating with. We've got packages, like presents, that are all lit up to frame in the St. Pat's kids. I can't even tell you how many candles we're going to have lit up in there. Oh, and there's a really good thing. We've got this really, really old pickup truck that we're parking east-west on our parking spaces, and we're putting a big old Christmas tree in it, and it'll be lit up, and it's a great photo op. We're going to create Christmas cards, and we're selling them at Ben's, Scottish Fox, Perry Perk, of course, Mary Rose's shop, and it's going to say something like Merry Christmas from Perry or whatever. Justin Lloyd is going to take that photo for us, and he's a local, wonderful photographer.
All right, well, we'll move on to Emily Leslie, Chamber Board member. Some stuff to talk about really quick today. Obviously, the post-lighted parade party is happening after the lighted holiday parade, which is put on in part by the Chamber, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Parade lineup is at 6 o'clock. We really want to encourage businesses, organizations, you know, groups of people to come together, decorate your cars, decorate your pickups, you know, throw a Christmas tree on a flatbed and just have fun. And like Jenny said, this is a pastime that Perry has really participated in greatly. So we want to encourage everybody to do that and take part.
All right. Now, something coming up this weekend. We had Betsy Peterson in here last week. She has an open house coming up this weekend, correct?
Yep, she has an open house Friday from 5 to 8, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday 12 to 4. So we want to encourage everybody to shop local and go out and support Betsy Peterson's open house.
All right. And I was in there during Art on the Prairie. She's got some pretty neat stuff in there. So now, after the lighted parade, after the post-holiday party, that is going to be Small Business Saturday. Now, this is obviously a big deal for the Chamber because that's kind of your thing. So what can you tell me about Small Business Saturday in Perry?
So Small Business Saturday, we are trying to basically bring people back into the community and make sure that they do shop local first to support the community that they live, work, and play in. So that's kind of the campaign around Small Business Saturday. Hy-Vee, Matt Roy, has volunteered to bring us those amazing fried donuts that everybody's tried. He's done an amazing job with that as well. But to bring those out to the community on Saturday morning, especially the people that are open, that are running their stores, and just to try to bring those families together after you've ate your turkey and everything, come out and go shopping, stay local in Perry. So it'll be a fun couple days in Perry that we really can come together as a community.
All right. And you do have the bags, correct? Small Business Saturday bags?
Absolutely. We want to encourage everybody to go pick those up at City Hall, the library, the chamber office. Betsy Peterson has some. Raccoon River Valley Bike Company has some as well. So go in and grab your bag that just says shop small, shop local.
I hear free bag. I'm immediately signed up. So, all right. One last thing to talk to you about is something that's starting this weekend as well. That is the Festival of Trees.
Yes, we decorated the chamber tree yesterday and I decorated another tree. It was fun. We got a chance to see everybody else's trees and watch, you know, the community come together to decorate and the ideas behind the trees. That was really unique. So I want to encourage everybody to come in. It opens this Saturday and view all the special trees. And then you can vote for your favorite tree. And during that time, if you want to drop in a cash donation, of course, the Carnegie Library would greatly appreciate that.
All right. Emily Leslie from the Perry Chamber of Commerce Board. Anything else that you wanted to mention today?
We just want to say thank you to Jenny Eklund and the ladies of La Post for hosting the post-holiday celebration for our community.
All right. Well, Jenny and Emily, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jenny Eklund and Emily Leslie. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.